am Emily. She, her, and sometimes they. I'm kind of down for whatever, honestly. I am technically an illustrator. I'm classically trained, but I have a corporate job. So I'm a flight attendant as my day job. And kind of with, and the illustration thing is what I went to school for 8 years, but then I did not really want to be part of the whole freelancing world because it's too much. And so on one hand, I hate corporate, but on the other hand, I take their money and then I can fund my hobbies and I can draw whenever and however I want, which I love. So, same.
So, yeah, as a baseline, I would love for you to kind of give an idea of what your relationship to masculinity and femininity has been like. Especially like thinking about like in girlhood, what do those things mean to you? What do they mean to you now? Yeah.
In girlhood, or what specifically when I was a young child, I think it was, I kind of didn't really have a concept of, I want to say gender or care so much, until I was, I want to say around 8 years old or maybe seven or I don't know, whatever, eight, second grade or first grade even. I was like, I want to wear boy clothes and like and I kind of had a feeling like, oh, I wish I was a boy because boys get to be cool and I want to be cool. And most of the time I wanted to be a leopard
Ooh.
or a hyena. So that was my thing, is like I'm an animal. So and after a while, my other elementary school friends, they weren't as interested in let's be animals. Or then that became let's be Pokemon, and all my friends were playing kickball, and I was just like, I suck at kickball, I don't wanna play. And I was just like, well, I guess so. But I had a strong aversion to, not because they were, quote, traditionally feminine, but it just seems like the only thing that my peers or young girls would want to do is play house. And I hated playing house. I was like, oh, can I just be the dog? Okay, all right. If I can't be the dog, I don't want to play. Like, it was just too weird and I hated it. I wanted to do fun stuff like be pack animals and be like, I'm a Black Panther and I'm a female Black Panther. So I was always like specific about like what gender the animal that I wanted to be. Like, I'm a male hyena. It was very specific for some reason, and I don't know why, but
Oh my God, I love that so much.
it's just very, I don't know. I don't know what it's called, but one man, I'm trying not to go on tangent mode right now. But when I was, so I was definitely a tomboy, but not quite the stereotypical tomboy where, like, I have short hair and I play baseball. I wanted to keep my long hair and was not particularly good at sports. I wanted to be, but I just was not. But, and in young adolescence, I admired many characters who I would now describe as androgynous, or say, like, when I was 10 years old, I wanted to be Darth Maul from Star Wars Episode One for Halloween.
Hell yeah.
And my mom was like, all right. So she helped me, or she she did everything. She made this costume for me, and we were going trick-or-treating with some other family. I don't remember who even the families are or who the children are. Like, they must have been friends of my parents or friends of friends or something, and it was like, kind of far. It was not in the city. It was like in Jersey or even, I don't even know, like not here. And, you know, I feel like maybe other parents would have been like, no, why don't you want to be something cute or something more like age or gender appropriate? But my mom was totally with it. She's like, all right. And then she was painted my face for me. I remember going trick-or-treating, and I think I was the oldest child there, and someone opened the door. Oh, the girls look so cute, and the boys look so cool. And I was just like, I'm a girl. So it's like, I wanted them to know that I was a girl, but I was like, they don't know that immediately by looking at me, which on one hand is okay, but I look at that now and I think of it as I wanted to not follow, I guess, what was being presented to me as traditional gender roles. Like, I really wanted or felt strongly that I was outside of that, but I still wanted to just be able to be myself, I guess. So when I was in high school, I had frequent feelings of melancholy based on that I wished that I was a boy instead, because I thought that I would be more likable and more attractive if I was a boy.
Get that old-timey diagnosis. Melancholy.
And I was just like, man, if I could just wake up one day and be different. But and I thought, well, I could, you know, like dress as a boy and try to make myself seem like a boy, but everyone would see right through me, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought, oh, my hips are too wide. You know, I have thighs. They'd be like, no. So I was just like, whatever, what's the point? And at the time, I had a crush on two boys, and I was sad and thought, well, they wouldn't like me if I was a guy. Then later on, like almost 10 years later, I found out that they're both bi. Fucking bitches. Don't quote me on that. One of them told me himself, and I was just like, what? Like army dude, like,
oh my gosh,
buff nerd type of. I was like, huh? I was like, why did you fucking tell me? He was like, I was ashamed. I was like, ah,
like, me too. We could have helped each other.
Oh my god. Anyway, so that's neither here nor there, but it's kind of funny, like weird thoughts like that. But after a while, so I was still pretty boyish even throughout high school, or I kind of started embracing my femininity more when, I want to say one of the first things that made me really, like, feel cool about it was, seeing a Japanese manga series called Revolutionary Girl Utena, where the main character is from childhood. She's saved by, she tries to drown herself in a river, and then a prince rescues her and says, don't lose your noble heart. And then she grows up feeling like, I'm gonna be a prince. And, you know, she had long, fabulous hair, but she'd wear the boy's uniform and shorts, and she's athletic, and, you know, so I was like, damn, she's so cool. Like, you know, so seeing this character made me, I was really inspired. And, you know, my first cosplay costume that I ever made was when I was 15, was Link from the Legend of Zelda series. And I always like really liked this character, and he's a bit androgynous, and I didn't know until pretty recently. I want to say this last year, I saw an excerpt from like an interview with one of the developers of Legend of Zelda saying that when they de designed Link's character, they wanted him to be kind of gender neutral, because they wanted both boys and girls to relate to this character. And I thought, oh my God, they're geniuses, because it worked, you know? It worked. And then another character is, spoiler alert, 20-year-old spoiler alert. It seems like this really cool ninja guy, and it's Princess Zelda in disguise. So, named Sheik is the character. And you can still play as, say, in like Super Smash Bros. Now, you can be Zelda, and she can transform into Sheik, which is very cool. And so she's kind of a gender fluid icon for many people that I know, which is pretty rad, honestly. But I was one of those people that was like, oh my God, Sheik is so freaking cool. Like, and then when I found out that it was Zelda, I had this strange elation that it was Zelda. Like, on one hand, I was like, what? It's not a guy. But then knowing that it was actually Princess Zelda, it was like also so cool at the same time. So, but I think when I started to do cosplay at age 15, I started to feel more, I want to say more like in tune with femininity in general, because a lot of characters that I really liked were very feminine. And before, I felt like, oh, they're nothing like me. I'm not tall and skinny and perfect like Sailor Moon. You know, I'm short and round, and you know, I'm very, I like to say I'm very durable thanks to my bone structure. But, got the whatever climbing physique for foraging and Rocky Mountains.
Listen, I'm Eastern European. I'm built to survive a famine. I know what you're talking about.
Yes. Some Scandinavians are tall and willowy, and some are very are thicker and stockier, and I'm one of those. So I'm like, yes, famine and cold.
You're built for them.
Yeah, like, oh, I have to live off lichens. Okay. No, that's reindeer. But however, but I remember as a young child, I felt very disconnected from femininity, and in particular my own femininity. And I remember the time when I finally was like free from that feeling was when I saw a very cool, it was a fashion exhibition at my old college, and it was called Gothic Dark Romance or something like that. And it was a collection in the school's museum of many designers that had been influenced by Gothic subculture. And so seeing a lot of those pieces, like some stuff by Alexander McQueen, and one of my favorites was by Hussein Shalayan. It was just like this dress that was completely shredded and falling apart and looked like maybe it was partially rotting, or like the way that he made it, it looked like something you'd find like in a shipwreck. So there'd be, you could see parts of the garters and just bits hanging loose, and that was so cool to me. It made me think of, like, I don't know what it is, but that entire exhibit really like changed me in a way, and I felt like this is like what I've always wanted. And that I never, you know, like this dark type of I don't know how to describe it. Like, I've always loved things that were feminine, and I've loved things like when I was a kid, I had Barbies, and then I had Ninja Turtles and Batman, and I absolutely loved Catwoman. Who knows why?
Anybody's guess.
Who knows? I mean, she is the coolest. She's always kind of been the coolest, you know. But I loved all of those things, and I was so frustrated with people telling me, no, you can only be one thing. You can only like one type of thing. You can't, like, it's unusual, you know, and that frustrated me so much. So, and just, I think a lot of those feelings had to do with how society treats femininity in general. So I think being subjected at an early age to obvious misogyny, you know, made me feel like I don't want to be subjected to this. And I knew that no matter what I do, I'm going to be subjected to this. So I guess like dressing a certain way to avoid catcalling and things like that was, it started to become a thing. But that type of treatment endured. So it kind of was like, well, I'm gonna have to deal with this shit no matter what. No matter how many piercings I get, no matter how crazy I dye my hair. I remember guys on the street on my block would say, Barbie! And then I was like, I'm getting a septum ring. So, like, I was like, I want to look like a freak so nobody bothers me. And then they're just like,
It
Lady
never works. Yeah.
Gaga! And I was just like,
They find a
huh?
new one.
It's just like, it doesn't matter. So then I was just like, you know what? I'm just gonna wear whatever I want. And that was freeing in a way. So now, as a, you know, I'm 34. I'd say around 5 years ago, I still felt like, oh, I'm kind of androgynous in general. Like maybe my bone structure, just the way that I look, or I can be androgynous, and I liked that. And but as I get older, I find myself clinging to my femininity and worrying about losing it, which is kind of strange. But then I think about, like, I want to cosplay this male character. How can I do that? You know? But also, you know, I haven't done any cosplays in many years, but I enjoy the idea of being able to, you know, dress as cool guy character, but also as like extremely feminine characters and whatnot. But I feel like just my day-to-day going about life, I feel that I'm neutral in general. I just feel like a neutral being, but I know that people perceive me as being very feminine. So it's kind of a strange back and forth.
Yeah, I love that. I love that for you, gender is a place of play, it sounds like.
On a good day,
On a
yes.
good day, it's a place of play. Fair enough.
The weird days, it's like, why is this weird?
Oh my gosh. Another thing that was really interesting to me is that you described yourself as coming out very late in life.
Oh yeah. I think
To, like, define late.
oh yeah. So as a preteen, my bestie told me, she's she they she told me, hey, so I like boys and girls, and I was like, all right, that's cool. Like it was like, let's play Diablo, like totally, you know. So she told me, or she came out as bi very young, and we went to different high schools, and hers had a very large, it was, what was it, GLAAD? Yeah. And so I would go to their events and hang out, and you know, I knew, and a lot of my friends in school were, some were out queer, some were on their way. Yeah, just so it felt like everyone has it figured out. One of my other very good friends was like, we're like 15 or 16, and then she was in a long distance relationship with this like really cool like J-Rock girl in Vancouver, and she was like, I'm a lesbian, like super. She was very dramatic with like any interests that she had, and she had very strong, like, I don't want to say phases, but they were like, if she liked a thing, it was all about that thing, like hardcore J-Rock fan, hardcore Phantom of the Opera fan. It was just everything was that thing. So
Awesome.
I was very familiar with this, whatever. Now I'm remembering being like, I think it was like 7 or 8, and I was walking with my mom in the park, and I said, I was asking about, like, can boys get married to boys and girls can get married to girls? She was like, yeah, you went to a wedding with two guys, don't you remember? I was like, yeah. Like, I remember, I think I was like 4, and my friend's friends had a wedding, and I remember it was a good time, and everyone was super nice to me. And one guy had a black tux, and the other guy was wearing a white suit with like fun co giant color dots on it. Like, I
Ooh.
remember pink, blue, and purple big dots all over. So I was like, that's nice. Like, so it's always been like not a weird thing or not a shameful thing to me, I'm losing my. Oh, but so I always felt like I was outside of the norm. And now I'm looking at it as like heteronormativity or comp het. And I think that I was one of those kids who was like in the comp het thing. Meanwhile, after asking my mom, oh, can girls get married with girls? Yeah. Okay, I think I want to marry my friend Rachel. And she was like, yeah, you can if you want to, but you have a lot of years to think about it. And I was like, yeah, okay, that's cool. Like, that makes sense. We are kids after all. She
Yeah,
was like,
fair
ah.
enough.
But my mom was never like, no, you can't do that. She was like, yeah, you can if you want to. So I was like, all right. But I guess I wasn't really into people romantically until I was in my later teens, and then it was still like fraught with. I just wasn't really super doing the whole dating thing, so I didn't have any experience and whatnot, and I think I may be on the ace spectrum. So, and that wasn't really when I was in high school, like, that wasn't super a thing yet. Like, one of my good friends from high school years later was like, hey guys, I'm asexual. I have never been interested in dating anybody, and I am still not interested in dating anybody ever. And I was like, oh, that's cool. That makes sense. Like, so I wasn't that ace, like, definitely not the same type of whatever, but looking at it now, I'm like, yeah, I guess that makes sense. But so I guess not having much exposure or experience with things, I didn't really recognize stuff. And so even, in my college years and after, there were times where I was definitely like romantically interested in girls, but then I thought, oh, but it doesn't count. And, I had so many friends who were like whole hog on everything that anything ambiguous was like, that doesn't count, And I've even had good friends who, or even some of my best friends who are queer and whatnot, you know, kind of laugh at me and say, haha, no, you're so straight. Like, oh, you haven't even this and that and this and that. And I was just like, well, guess I'm straight then.
Aww.
And no, I just said, like, kind of
yeah.
sarcastically, and I was like, all right, cool, I guess I'm just never gonna mention this to either of you ever again.
Aww.
Because I cannot trust you with my deepest feelings, which is really fun. But the friend who I talked about when we were 11, she has mentioned it for years. Like,
did we talk about the girl costume? I feel like
no.
we touched on her tangentially.
Yes, I'm trying to remember in what context. I think it's in general.
Yeah.
Like, when I would dress particularly feminine, or even when... I think it was, like, the feeling of when I felt like I was just neutral, but people would treat me or view me as being very, very, very feminine. It made me feel like I'm wearing a girl costume.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, you know, people just look at what you look like and that's it. There's no, they don't care what's under or anything regarding your personality or your interests or whatever. So it became very strange for me. And I would often feel like, okay, so I am just my body. Like, how weird is that, you know?
Yeah.
So it often made me feel like I was wearing a costume
yeah.
or performing femininity.
Oh, you know what? I don't think we ever defined what coming out late meant.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. I went in a roundabout. Yeah, so I was so used to everybody else either being so sure of it or very vocal about that aspect of their lives, and I had always felt like, even though you could say, like, well, this is an obvious sign of being queer, you know, I always felt like I was not enough, or that I didn't count. So I thought, oh, well, that doesn't count, so what's the point of me saying anything, because I'll just look like, you know, people will accuse me of wanting attention. So I don't want any of that, so I'm just gonna not talk about it. And I had a weird feeling, or I just was, like, remembering stuff, or I don't know what I was going through at the time, but I mentioned it to my bestie, who was like, you know, this is so obviously, like, you know, you're, bitch, you're gay. She literally said that. And I was like, are you sure? She was like, bitch, I told you years ago you're fucking queer. She was like, you're fucking queer. And I was like, okay. And I think at this point, I think I was 28. Or to me, in my mind, it feels like, oh, it was like 2 years ago. But even then, I still, like, didn't believe it in a weird way. And
mm-hmm.
then I didn't even say anything anywhere until, like, maybe at least 2 years later. I was like, I'm bi. I was like, I don't care what anyone says.
Say it quiet just in case, though.
Right, or I was just like a little, you know. So I guess that's coming out, but then I would still feel very closeted. Like, I still kind of feel like that. Like, I'll meet people at work that are like, and I'll just be like, do I say anything, or do I just keep it to myself, or, like, can they tell? Or I'm like, no, they can't. They can't. They think I'm, like, I don't know. If I have makeup on, I'm Barbie. If I have no makeup on, I'm the girl from any blonde character with glasses and bangs, and that's me. They're like, has anyone ever told you that you look like so-and-so? I'm like, blonde character with glasses and bangs? Yeah. Like, I'm just at work, like.
Correct, yeah.
Coffee or tea? Coffee, please. Wrong, it's tea. Would you like something to drink? What are my options? Yes or no?
That's it.
I'm joking.
That's
I
it.
wish, I wish I said that. I have
Right.
a meme. I love when people have stock photos and then they add silly shit like that. But yes, so that was the costume, and the late coming out is that. So yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like it's like a need to know basis.
Fair enough.
Because my friend, who is older than me by what, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, I don't even remember, but they slash he like looks like a big bear and has a complicated, well, he's very vocal about it now, or very like, he's like, hello, my podcast was called Spooning Boys for 8 years, and people think that's straight. And I'm like, I love you. But he said that sometimes he feels alienated by like people on TikTok saying non-binary means that you wear clothing like this and this and that. And he's like, since when is gender, like, when is being non-binary a freaking fashion statement? Like, can't you just be? And it's
Yeah.
okay to just be. And I was like, yeah, like, that's very valid. Because I feel like, on one hand, it's incredibly valid for people to express themselves through style and fashion. Like, I love to do that. But it's also extremely unfair to say that this is the only way to do the thing, you know,
Yeah.
because it's just untrue. But I do respect, on one hand, he's like, hey, I'm always here to talk about this stuff, and if anyone needs to talk about it, I'm here. But I personally don't feel comfortable with, you know, telling every single person that I am bi and non-binary. Like, that's very personal to me. And I'm like, I respect that a lot. Because he was in many situations where he's like, I am in danger, you know? And that's true for lots of people. So I feel like it's unfair to be like, you have to do this and that in order to, you know, it
Yeah.
is what it is.
The argument about who gets to be a real queer and who isn't is
It's so upsetting, or like,
it's
yeah.
pervasive and really we have bigger problems.
We have so
If
many fucking bigger
I'm being
problems.
honest, we've got bigger problems.
Yeah.
Bigger fish to
Yeah.
fry than whether or not some rando is playing pretend. It'll be fine.
Exactly. Like, there was such a fucking thing about it years ago. Like, oh, these teenagers are pretending to be non-binary. It's like, so?
Who
They're
cares?
teenagers!
Teenagers pretend to be all kinds of things. That's
Yeah!
being a
Let
teen,
them
baby.
be a teen. Who gives a shit, you know? God. I hope that, I don't know. There's so much shit. I'd like to see queer people attacking other queer people less. That's one thing that I would like to see in general, because heaven knows.
Yeah, it's rough out there. I've been asking a lot of people about experience of girlhood, especially like with relationships with other girls. There's like these really close romantic almost relationships that get formed in girlhood often. Sometimes they get maintained through adulthood, sometimes they don't. But I was wondering if you had any stories or experiences around that, like those relationships. Almost secret sometimes, when there's no adults around and it's just girls, where you're like, oh, nobody's watching me right now. Who am I going to be right now? If you have anything around that, that would be awesome.
Trying to think. Besides avoiding playing house, like, I was just like, oh, please, no. Anything but that.
Well, or if close female relationships, close girlhood friendships weren't a thing, what was happening instead?
I did have Like a few. One of my good friends, the one that I was like, oh, what if I marry this friend? Like, we hung out every single day. I would go to her place after school and we would just like watch National Geographic or I don't remember what the series was called, but it was like a nature documentary series, and I think it was called like Eyewitness Nature or something, but it had like an iconic theme song. And like, it's like do 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 do, and so we'd be watching just like nature documentaries all the time because we were both so into animals. And she was a really good writer, and she always had like several hamsters or little gerbils, and so we'd be like playing with the hamsters and building little like things for them and writing stuff. Like we would write together a lot. She was very into like Redwall and stuff like that. So she was like, if you can imagine a person who is super into Redwall and just being a little critter, you know, like that type of thing. Like that was us. Or, but she was very book smart, and I admired that. And she was never like, I think it was when we weren't in the same class anymore, or like at recess, she was always down to be animals, you know, until like we didn't have the same recess or something like that. I was like sad. Or a lot of my friends, they went to different middle school, and I was sad. And but I had a lot of close female friends, but that friend in particular, she was very free. I don't know if it's because she had a little sister, so they're like, yeah, we're just, you know, she was like, we should take a bath together. And I was like, I don't know about that. And one time she was just like, I don't want to wear clothes, and just like took off her clothes. And I was just like, this is too much. I don't wanna. And I was like, please put your clothes back on. I'm uncomfortable.
You're like, I need to
But
act so normal right now.
I was like, this is extremely uncomfortable for me.
Yeah.
I was like, but kind of funny. But they are now very queer, which I think is pretty funny in a cool way. And they work at a bookshop. And I'm like, that's rad.
Yeah.
And like, we just like, you know, like we're Facebook friends. So that's cool.
Yeah.
But we were very, very close friends. But yeah, I guess one of my closest childhood friends was the friend that I mentioned in the beginning, and we're still like really good friends. Like I'm like, that's my ride or die, you know.
Yeah.
Like even though my other bestie would sometimes get like a little judgmental about shit or just whatever, like this other friend I know, like she would never fucking judge me, which is pretty cool. And that's kind of rare to have. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, we're coming up on time. I know you have places
Yes.
to be. So, do you have any like last second things where you're like, I gotta say this?
I believe very strongly that young children should not be forced into gender roles. And I feel like I've been seeing a lot more inclusivity in that sense, or I've seen a lot of parents saying like, my son wants a baby doll, and I said that's fine, and he's so happy, like, and just stuff like that. Like kids should just be able to be kids. And I also, yeah, you know, stop torturing trans children, please. But I feel
Please.
like me saying that here is not to the audience that needs to learn that,
Yeah, preaching to the
obviously.
choir, you know?
But yeah. Bring back the guillotine. Yay!
Yay! Eat the rich.